Please go ahead. Matter of Matthew Cohen.
May it please the court. The OAA agrees with the conclusion of the Disciplinary Review Board majority that respondent should be censured for his unethical Pennsylvania conduct. This case originated as a motion for reciprocal discipline out of Pennsylvania.
Ms. Horton, he's not here, right?
No, I'm Mr. Matthew Gorman.
I haven't met either of these gentlemen, so I apologize as well.
That's why I was stuck.
I thought that was Mr. Cohen as well.
So we're here.
Gorman. Yeah, they're both Matthew. Okay.
All right. In honor of Matthew Cohen.
I will cover service in that respect. I thought he was here.
Please do.
Okay. Service was proper in this matter. A certified mail green receipt card was returned to the Supreme Court signed by Chelsea Phillips on 11/26/18, indicating service of the order to show cause on the respondent, and the order to show cause was published in the New Jersey Law Journal. As I said, the OAE agrees with the conclusions of the Disciplinary Review Board majority that respondent should be censured for his unethical Pennsylvania conduct. In this case, respondent was charged with failure to provide documents that stating that he had complied with the condition to an informal admonition that had originally been issued in Pennsylvania, and explain whether he had refunded an unearned fee of a little over $1,000, and explain why he failed to appear at the Office of Disciplinary Counsel in regards to that informal admonition. Respondent then failed to appear at the disciplinary hearing in 2016, and disciplinary counsel there outlined the steps taken to obtain service on the respondent. The hearing committee then made a prima facie finding of an ethics violation, and the committee issued a report in June 2016 in which they found Pennsylvania RPC violations and a violation for the failure to answer the complaint. And the facts of this matter are that respondent abandoned his client, Evandy Gibson, who had retained him to help her in a trademark matter, and failed to advise her when he became ineligible to practice law in Pennsylvania. He failed to return her retainer fee, failed to cooperate with the ethics process and the disciplinary authorities in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Hearing Committee recommended a 2-year suspension, whereas the Pennsylvania Disciplinary Board recommended respondent's disbarment. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court suspended respondent for 2 years following the recommendation of the Hearing Committee. And the United States Patent and Trademark Office also suspended respondent for 2 years on a motion for reciprocal discipline before that body. In New Jersey, the censure recommended by the New Jersey Disciplinary Board would be appropriate. The Disciplinary Review Board properly found violations of RPC 1.3, 1.4b, 1.4c, 1.16a1, 1.16d, 5.5a1 for the unauthorized practice of law, 8.1b for the failure to cooperate, and 8.4c. And the DRB determined that the gross neglect, the lack of diligence, and the failure to communicate would originally be in the range of an admonition to a reprimand.
Ms. Horton, it's just us, and we're familiar with the record.
Okay.
Tell us why the censure is appropriate in the face of the 2-year suspensions that have taken place elsewhere. What's your view on that?
My view is that although respondent's misconduct was serious, it involved only one client matter. It was compounded when he didn't participate in the ethics process in Pennsylvania, but in that case, what it would do here in New Jersey is it would really elevate it from maybe the reprimand to a censure. And I do not think that the New Jersey's body of disciplinary law would support a higher, it wouldn't have. I mean, now maybe with the failure to appear here before this on the order to show cause, perhaps on Keibler, there would be a argument to be made for an increase from the censure to a 3-month suspension, but I still do not believe that the cases as cited in my brief and by the Disciplinary Review Board would warrant going all the way to a 2-year suspension.
Questions, anyone?
No.